Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our chat with Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
Hello. Good morning.
It's going to be a great day. 74, maybe 75 degrees. We might break the record. So
I just want to live outside.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was just like, it was wonderful.
Well, they're saying we might be done with winter, so knock on some
you
wood
have
somewhere.
You shouldn't said it out loud.
I know. Well, the meteorologist already beat me to it, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Darn it.
But, yeah, they already said it.
Yeah, so. It's all right. So. Yeah.
So we'll probably, and then of course we'll get a snowstorm or something. But
there's always something weird that happens. But at least for the majority of time, we're gonna have some nice weather to enjoy and get out and get physical again. I'm just waiting to go walk and just be outside in the sun.
That's right. That is right. So what do we have going on?
Okay. Well, a few things. First of all, I want to make sure everybody saves the date. April 19th, we are hosting our first ever Women in Business Conference. We're going to have a keynote speaker who is amazing that'll be coming in from out of town. Panel discussions, interactive sessions, everything. This is not just for Coffeyville, it's for all of Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma. Still working on getting everything together, but it includes lunch. It'll be all day, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with a lot of wonderful giveaways and speakers. So you can find all the details on CoffeyvilleChamber.com. And I will share more once we have our list of our lineup of speakers. But I'm very excited about that. The new community guides are out. So you can stop by the chamber to pick one up. We use them for relocation guides or for somebody that's maybe new to the area. Tells you a little bit about Coffeyville. But it's also kind of a phone book. I know they're outdated. We don't use them as much. But I like to keep it by my desk. And if I'm looking up a business I need to call, it's right there.
Hey, that's
quick
great.
And easy. So we have plenty if you want to stop by or if your business needs several for like a waiting area. And I was going to bring them to
you
guys.
Yeah, bring them next time. Bring some next week. We'll have some.
I forgot all about that. So just stop by the chamber. I can deliver, just probably not this week. We're a little bit shorthanded. So John Hufford and the Court of Valor Committee are working to improve the present day veterans memorial that's out there. But I got to see the design. It's a new large wall, landscaping, just all kinds of stuff to make this a beautiful, wonderful memorial. Donations are needed, so you can contact the foundation. They have an account there. Or call me at the chamber and I can send you the flyer with all the details. But John did say he's going to try to come in sometime and talk a little bit more in detail about it. But it's going to be a huge, massive project, but will be gorgeous.
Yeah, definitely like to have him on to talk about that a little more in detail.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Shout out to Coach Jake Martin for his 200th win with the Ravens baseball team. So that was awesome to hear. I know you've already done stories on this, but just another reminder that the traffic signals did come down on 11th and Lewark. Just pay a little extra attention when you're going through the area. Shouldn't make a huge change because it's not like we're a metropolis area, you know, with tons of cars, but just be watching that.
Well, it is interesting to see some places, is even in Independence in their downtown, where they're getting rid of, you know, changing over to like four-way stops and stuff. Some places are starting to study it and realize that, hey, we may not need as many traffic lights as we thought we did at one point.
Exactly. And especially, I mean, our population chains were a little bit smaller, and of course, back in the day, that's where Walmart was.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not. So it really isn't that needed, and it will save money in the long run, too. So as much as we can be smarter with our resources, the better.
Yeah.
So, a few more things from our businesses. Culligan is one of our great members and shared with me that they have a new bottle cooler, but it's waterless. Waterless.
That would be pretty cool. That would be pretty cool.
Who knows what's in there? It's not water, but
it's dehydrated water.
No, it's bottleless. So like right now we have them in our office and you
have to lug it and flip it over.
Yes. Yeah. So this new system, you don't have to have that. Okay. It's hooked into your water line and it filters it and but it's right there, you know, for everybody. So really nice. If you want to check it out, call Culligan. And then
hey,
drive
Culligan, man. I had to do it.
I remember all the old commercial days. Commercials were great back
then. Oh yeah,
in the day.
I know.
Your jingle though was very nice.
Okay, yes.
I do. Radio gets results.
Yeah, that's right.
Drive Now is having a special. They're doing a deferred tax time down payment. So it is tax time, by the way, everybody. So if you're not working on them, you better get going. I know I'm way behind. I barely even got started. So get your taxes done. But then if you're looking for a new car, great program right now, so check it out. I don't have a lot of news to share, except we have a ton of jobs right now posted on our job board. So maybe because it's getting spring and everybody's getting busy again, but I know I have a lot of jobs posted on there. So go out to the Chamber website and check them all out. Bartlett's still hiring up in Cherryville, and then lots of other just different types of jobs, including the Chamber. We are looking for a part-time person, so if you're interested, like I said, go out there and check all those out. All right, let's talk about a few events coming up. So March 6th is the next Business Over Breakfast. KGGF is our sponsor. Yay! Dang. John's going to come talk about the Farm and Home Show and everything else going on. City of Coffeyville manager Tim Wilson, is going to be coming and talking about all kinds of stuff with Coffeyville and the latest projects they're working on. And then I'll be giving an update on a few things. So.
That's great. I need to make Shayfield one of these days so I can get down there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Trade you out right? One time. Right? We need see how it is. Yeah, yeah, it's good. March 9th is the Kiwanis Pancake Day. Of course, it's all-you-can-eat pancakes, but they also have sausage. So, and it's a fundraiser they do every year to help with community projects. All the money stays local and helps many different wonderful organizations in town. March 9th is also the Ambassador Trivia Night. That'll be our last one, I think, of the year. So if you haven't had a chance to be a part of that, get your teams together and do that last trivia night. March 20th, I know this is still a little ways out, but I wanted to let everybody know, it's going to kick off the NASA exhibit at the Aviation Museum. I do know they're going to have from 1 to 4 open time. You can come anytime you want on Wednesday through Sunday. And then they're also looking at, like, anybody that has a large group. We've got several schools coming with buses. They're doing those individually, and they'll set up special times for those.
Okay. So, great.
I'm very excited about that. And then I'm sure Amy will be talking about it, but we might have another exhibit coming to Coffeyville this fall that'll be at the Midland Theater. So,
oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I just love all these traveling exhibits. They're neat to see, so I'm excited. Save the date for April. The Coffeyville Rotary is hosting a community-wide seafood boil. It'll be at Cedar Bluff Camp. I've gone a couple years, and the food is just wonderful. And if you've ever been to a real, true seafood boil, it's newspapers, it's food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crazy. Just dump it out.
Yes, yes. But it's a lot of fun. And again, it's an organization that is fundraising to give back to the community year-round. One last quick thing. For those that want to see Coffeyville thrive and they're trying to figure out a way to give back or help or be a part of the change, of course, there's a lot of big ways, and I won't get into every big thing, but there's a couple small things that you can do if you're looking at, you know, how can I be involved and get a part of this. One is, if you're a business, make sure you're a member of the chamber. Not only does it help you, obviously, with some benefits, but all that money helps us year-round with workforce projects, the Women in Business Conference we're doing. We have small business guides. I mean, just all kinds of stuff that we're doing all year round to try to help Coffeyville. Without our members, we can't do any of that. So we're always looking for people to kind of help and be a part of that vision. Or you can volunteer to help at some of our events. I mentioned this last week, but if we don't have strong, good caliber events, then it impacts our quality of life here, which also impacts businesses. If they don't think we have a thriving community, they're not going to come here. Housing developments, workforce, you name it, all these things. So we want to make sure we have good, wonderful events. But again, needs volunteers because I can only be in so many places at once. So, and I make it really easy to volunteer. Anybody is welcome. Just give me a call and I can kind of tell you about the different things that we have and how to be involved and make it easy for you. So just wanted to throw those things out there because I always get people like, I didn't know, or I wanted to get involved, but I just wasn't sure how. I'll help you get connected. And it doesn't have to be at the chamber. I have a list of groups in town that are always looking for volunteers and projects. And so I can kind of go over that with you and get you engaged. So that is all. There was something that you said. Oh, we were talking about getting outdoors. I'll talk more about this next week, but the Coffeyville Rec is having a 50 in 50 day challenge. So basically each day you got to do a mile. walk, run, whatever you want to do. But they're just trying to, like I said, get people out there physical again. So I'm going to do it. I challenge everybody else. So I'll bring more details on that next week. So
fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, good update, Candy. Yeah. Appreciate it. If someone needs to get a hold of you over the chamber, what's the best way to do that?
You can do coffeevillechamber.com. Facebook message us. Stop on by. We are a little short staffed right now. So if the doors closed or locked, it's probably because we're out of meeting, but we'll be right back. So you can stop in and see us anytime. We do have the icy machine going again now that it's getting warmer out. So, or if call us 251-2550.
Okay. So. All right. Well, Candy, appreciate it as always. Love having you in and look forward to chatting again next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Candy Westbrook, director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. And we have more open line coming up here in just a few minutes on KGGF.